Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three. This is Lock and Load, and on the road again, but joining me still nonetheless is writer Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Glad to be here.
Yes, sir. So, I saw somewhere, I saw somebody talking about this. It might have been Eric Swalwell. Somebody was out there talking about using bear spray for human self-defense.
Yeah, I did hear something about that. You don't need guns. Use bear spray.
Yeah, sure.
That's what I recall.
Let's talk about this bear spray incident where it failed. And you would think that if it's bear spray and it's designed to work on bears, it would work on bears. So that sort of puts in doubt whether or not it would work on humans for me. Tell me about what happened in Canada.
Literature. There's a study about the effectiveness of bear spray, and I believe it was done by Stefan Herrero of Alberta, and by Tom Smith of Brigham Young University in Utah. And they claimed that bear spray was 98% effective. But in my opinion, it's lying with statistics, because the way they got that 98% figure might not be the way that most people would think a 98% figure would get. And from my reading of their study, they did a lot of the bear incidents where bear spray was used was in parks by park rangers to haze bears that were curious or that they wanted to move from one place to another, so they weren't bears that were attacking somebody. And then they came up with a figure of they had a bunch of people, like they have a group of several people, and one of them has bear spray or two or whatever, and they haze the bear, with the bear moves off, they'd say, well, all those people were not attacked by the bear. So they looked at all of the people that were in a group that had bear spray and looked at the total number that got attacked by a bear out of all those people, and they'd say, well, there's 98 people, and only two got contacted or bit by the bear, so the bear spray is 98% effective. Well, that's not, you know, most people would say that's kind of a strange way to look at it. But that figure got out there, and it's been used to claim that bear spray is 98% effective. And it's, from what I can tell, it's not, and it's very hard to know how effective it is. But we know that there have been a number of failures of bear spray, where even though the bear was sprayed, it still continued the attack and did substantial damage or killed somebody or killed something. And one of the things that was noted was that it doesn't work very well on predatory black bears. And if a black bear is intent on turning something into a meal, bear spray doesn't work very well. And this is what we saw in this situation in Jasper National Park in Alberta, Canada. And this is from the official Parks Canada Facebook site. And I'll read verbatim some of what happened so that I'm not misconstruing anything. It said, Parks Canada has reopened a number of trails after a black bear killed a dog this weekend. Wabasso Lake Trail remains closed. On Saturday, April 22nd, 2023, at 1600, that's 4 in the afternoon for those who are not familiar with military time.
Military time.
Two visitors were hiking with two dogs on the Wabasso Lake Trail. The hikers were returning to the trailhead with the dogs running freely between the hikers. They noticed the black bear had approached them. Notice the bear came to them within a very close proximity to the trail. One of the dogs chased the bear off the trail a short distance before the bear quickly reversed the chase. The bear came back within a couple of feet of one of the hikers, where the second dog, who hadn't chased the bear, was standing and barking. The bear attacked this dog. One hiker sprayed bear spray into the bear's face at close range. It was very close, as you will see. The bear did not release the dog, and the hiker then used the bear spray can, which I presume was empty, to punch the bear in the head multiple times. So real close means contact distance. The bear still did not release the dog and carried it into the woods. This close and aggressive approach by a large black bear is very concerning behavior. The attack on the dog and subsequent caching of the carcass indicates predatory behavior. This behavior is considered a threat to public safety, a risk park visitors, Parks Canada, Human Wildlife Conflict Specialist located the bear and destroyed it on Sunday, April 23rd, the next day. So, even though this bear was sprayed full on in the face at very close range with a full can of bear spray, it did drop the dog and it took the dog off the trail. And even though the dog's owner or one of the two people that was with the dog beat the bear with the empty bear spray can, it still didn't drop the dog. That dog was its prey, and it killed that dog and presumably ate some of that dog after it carried off into the woods. And it's a sad case because the dog did what it was born to do. It alerted its master and made the threat apparent. But unfortunately, the master had chosen a poor tool for defense against predatory black bears. So, and I finished quoting Parks Canada when we said Sunday, April 23rd. So, and there's been a fair amount of research that indicates black bears rather quickly recover from being sprayed with bear spray. Now, looking at the facts that I and others have put together about the uses of handguns in defense against bears, virtually any handgun could have been used to stop the bear attack decisively. Because if you can beat on a bear's head with an empty spray can, you can shoot it in the head with virtually any handgun. And we have a case that I reported on a few months ago that happened several years ago, where a Canadian, the bear grabbed his dog, but instead of a can of bear spray, he had a 6-inch hunting knife. And he jumped on the back of that dog, that bear, with his 6-inch hunting knife, Tarzan style, and killed the bear with the knife. And his dog recovered and recently died of old age just a couple years ago. And it was Stefan Herrero, as I might have mentioned, who was one of the major authors of the bear spray study, who said, and this was in 2017, I don't know why, Stefan Herrero, the dean of bear research, said Thursday evening, but it showed up in the data. As in this case, Herrero said, the spray initially drove bears off, but they came back. This is, however, the first time a fatality, and he's talking about the Pogo Mine fatality, has been associated with the failure of bear spray. That was in 2017. But in my research, I came up with something, I guess, that bear expert Stefan Herrero did not know of.
Hang on right there. Excellent part. Excellent place to take the break. When we get back, more from Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
And welcome back. Talking to Dean Weingarten about his latest article published at Ammoland.com, which has another 2,200 plus of his articles. And I got a question for you, if I may.
Go ahead.
So, with a bear, when you, if you spray a bear full on in the face with bear spray, and he just shakes that off, what kind of things would actually affect a bear to the degree that it could take that and just shake it off like the no effect at all. Are the individual bears the same as individual people, where some people pepper spray completely immobilizes and other people are just fighting for their lives?
Yeah. There are differences in bears individually. And one of the things we notice with people, too, is the stronger the motivation, the less the bear spray or pepper spray seems to have an effect. In other words, if you're super strongly motivated, you can kind of shake off some of that spray, and some people more than others, and I'm sure some bears more than others, but you can shake it off and do what you want to accomplish. So that's the way it is. And bears who are acting predatory, that is, that they want to take down and eat a particular animal or human, are usually very strongly motivated.
Right.
And they can usually shake off that bear spray and perform, kill something anyway. Now, the bear spray proponents, and I'd have to say that, in my opinion, Stephen Herrero and Tom Smith are bear spray proponents. They have pushed bear spray as a viable defense against bears. And in my opinion, they've done it primarily because it saves the lives of bears. Now, they may have convinced themselves that it saves the lives of people, too. But it appears to me that is not completely justified. It probably prevents bear attacks in some cases. How many is hard to say. Certainly the 98% figure is way overblown, because most of those cases were not against aggressive bears. And when Stephen Herrero says that he, in 2017, he said that was the first time that a fatality had been associated with a failure of bear spray. But it's hard for me to believe he didn't know about the Russian bear researcher, I'll probably get the name wrong, Vitaly Nikolayenko, was killed by a bear after employing bear spray in 2003. And that was 11 years earlier. So maybe he just said, well, we didn't see that the bear who killed him had bear spray all over it, because it wasn't discovered for several days. But they did find the place where he was killed was all covered with bear spray. So it seemed very likely he deployed it before he was killed. And since 2017, we've had several other cases where people deploying bear spray were still killed. Now, we're not talking just about they got mauled, they got bit up and flesh torn and broken bones and all that stuff, and ended up in the hospital for months. We're not talking about that. We're talking about when they were killed. And Mark Uptane, who was a guide in Montana, he was killed by a bear after using bear spray on September 14th, 2018. Then we have Daniel Schilling was killed by a bear after use of bear spray on July 29th, 2020. He was clearing a path up in Alaska. And then we have Stephanie Blaze was killed by a bear. She was attacked by the bear just outside her domicile in Canada. And her husband got bear spray and sprayed the bear with bear spray, but that did not drive off the bear.
Right.
So then he went and retrieved a firearm, and I don't know how long that took, because in Canada, in most places, the firearms are required to be locked up, and the ammunition is supposed to be locked up in a separate place. But there are some exceptions, and he might have been one of those exceptions. So he retrieved the firearm, and then he killed the bear, but she was already mortally wounded at that point. And then we had Carl Mock in 2021, April 15th. He was killed by a bear after use of bear spray. And Leah Lohman in Obando, Montana, was killed by a bear after use of bear spray on July 6, 2021. And those are only the fatal incidents, the incidents where the bear killed a person after it was sprayed with bear spray. So there's no question any longer that proponents of bear spray cannot say that no person who used bear spray has been killed by a bear. We have at least five we know of, and, you know, you could argue whether Stephanie Blaze, whether she was already dead when the husband used bear spray or mortally wounded, we don't know. I mean, it's hard to be sure. Nobody videotaped the event. But the others, I think it's a pretty good indicator that if you find the bear and it has bear spray on it, and a dead human and an empty can of bear spray, I would call that a bear spray failure.
It's not exactly, it doesn't sound like a testimonial for bear spray. I'll say that with all that stuff you're telling me. So,
there are lots of people who have used spray on bears and the bears go away. But there's lots of people who use handguns to prevent bear attacks and the bears go away too. And I and colleagues have done extensive searches and research on trying to find every single case we can where a handgun was fired in defense against a bear. And we have about 144 where it's only handguns and about another 20 combination defenses. And there's like three that are indeterminate. You know, the bear went away, but you can't be exactly sure what caused it to go away. Or the bear killed somebody, but it killed the person before a handgun was employed. You know, that kind of thing. It's just not, how do you say, whether a handgun failed or worked. But
hang on for me, if you will. We're coming up on the very next break. And so what I want to do is, you know, you can find this article about this bear in Alberta. You can find that at amoland.com. Waiting for you with 2,200 others sort of like it, although Dean writes about a lot of different stuff. So, indeed. Check them out, amoland.com, talking to Dean Weingarten as we do, as we close our week. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. More than 7 million people in central Texas are again watching the skies as the risk of tornadoes, thunderstorms, and huge hail is again very high. It's also a danger in parts of Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Arkansas. It's a beautiful day along the Mississippi River in Davenport, Iowa. It's also very wet as the river has flooded well into the downtown and is still rising. Could be Monday before the river crests in Davenport. To the west, Yosemite National Park is closing tonight, at least through the middle of next week. The Merced River is expected to reach flood stage this weekend, thanks to spring heat starting to melt the record snowpack in the Sierra Nevada mountains. A U.S. Army soldier is in a Fairbanks, Alaska hospital, the lone survivor of a mid-air crash of two Apache helicopters. Three others were killed. The copters collided as they were returning from a training mission in Alaska. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with Dean Weingarten. We were just talking about bear attacks and bear spray. Are there varying degrees of strength of bear spray? Is there like some bear spray that's just like the uber bear spray, and then there's weaker bear spray?
Yeah, well, I think all of the bear sprays claim they're the best for one reason or another.
Right.
And I think they're probably pretty similar. The ones that are out there on the market. And they won't tell you that bear spray has failed many times. And then firearms were used to stop a bear. But it does work sometimes, maybe even most of the time, on bears that are not very determined to attack or are in a predatory mode.
Right.
But people who are not in the U.S. and not subject to the pressures of the United States animal protection groups or whatever, where they very seriously have a bear problem and they require people to carry firearms to protect against bear attack in Svalbard, Norway. And their policy is they do not consider bear spray as effective as a defense against polar bears. And, you know, it's right on their website. They require people to carry powerful firearms instead. Now, as I mentioned, colleagues and I have searched extensively and exhaustively and asked people every time we publish an article, we say, at least as I recall, I might have missed one, if you have an incident, you know, that we can document where a handgun was used against a bear and it didn't work, you know, it failed to drive the bear off or to stop the attack, let us know. We've been wanting to hear those incidents. That's how we started, is asking for failures. But while we have found five cases that I think are pretty clear that bear spray failed and a person was killed in the last 20 years, we have only found one case where a handgun was fired in defense of a bear and the person was killed in the last 100 years. 130 years, actually. And we know that handguns have been available over the whole period, where bear spray has only been available for 20 years, about. Might be a little longer now. I'd have to look back and try and figure out when it was exactly first introduced. But, so we have this one incident where a person in 1995 in the Svalbard archipelago, they were a tourist group from the cruise ship, well, adventure cruise ship, it's not very big, Arrigo. And a party of 13 took off on the shore to look around and sightsee. They split into two parts. One had eight people with a high-powered rifle and flare guns, and the other party had five people with a .22-caliber handgun and flare guns for protection. And the smaller group encountered a polar bear that was hungry, and it killed and ate one of the group, even though it was shot at a few times with a .22 pistol, and the pistol failed to protect that person from the bear attack. But that's the only case we have found in 130 years where a handgun was used as defense against bears. It was fired in defense against bears, and it failed, and the bear killed the person. Now, there were a couple other failures where there were extensive or minor injuries, a total of three failures altogether out of 144 incidents. So that's a 98, that's an actual 98% success rate. I don't think against aggressive bears that bear spray has a 98% success rate. It's very hard to come up with these numbers because lots and lots of incidents are minor and nobody gets hurt, no bear gets killed, or if the bear does get killed, it's in a remote area and people feel it's not worth reporting. So the tendency is for no report to be made if no one is injured or killed. But the fatalities, I think we have a pretty good handle on. And there's been one where a handgun was not sufficient. And there have been at least five where bear spray was not sufficient. So in the worst cases, in the extreme cases where you got a bear, where you have a bear that is very intent on harming and killing or eating somebody, bear spray seems to fail much more often than handguns do. And the thing is, we have plenty of bears. There's no question that the bear populations, all three kinds of bears you find in North America, black bear population is exploding. Grizzly bear has gone from a couple hundred, 73 or 4 around there, up to a couple thousand today. The polar bear in populations, almost all the polar bear populations are increasing significantly since 1973. The tiny number of bears that are killed when the bears attack people won't make any significant difference in those populations. In fact, if you kill the most common bear attacker, which is an adult male bear or an adolescent male bear, the big male bears kill a lot of bear cubs. So you probably help the population increase if you kill off big male bears.
Well, question. So if somebody runs up on a bear, right, how much time have they got to determine whether or not this is a bear that is intent on eating them, or just a bear that's curious about them? I mean, don't we sort of have to default to, all right, this is a dire threat? I mean, do we have that luxury of being able to sit back and going, oh, he's probably just...
Well, fortunately, most bears don't rush full on the person.
Sure.
Now, the ones that are the worst for just full-out charges are the grizzly bears, and they're also, in my opinion, the most dangerous. And they will charge out of nowhere with almost no provocation that the person is aware of. Now, they might have a moose stashed there and think, you know, I got to protect this meat cache. But the person who's walking on a trail has no idea that it's there. So I wouldn't call that provocation by the person. It's that these bears are very dangerous and very aggressive. And in the case of grizzly bears, often, not always by any means, but often it's a fairly close range all-out charge. But we've seen a lot of success by people in those cases using handguns to stop the bear, stop the attack as well. But in cases with black bears and polar bears, there's usually more warning, more time to react. Black bears in predatory mode very often approach a person rather cautiously. And that's kind of what happened with this case in Jasper National Park. The bear got close to the trail. They saw it. They had plenty of warning. One of their dogs took offense at the bear being too close and barked and chased at the bear. The bear ran off a little ways, came back chasing the dog, and then grabbed the other dog. Now, that took many seconds to happen. Plenty of time to draw a handgun and make it ready. Or, perhaps in this case, it was plenty of time to draw a bear spray can and make it ready. But the bear spray just didn't work.
Right.
Well, it probably sprayed just fine. It just didn't stop the bear attack.
Right.
And then with polar bears, we see a very similar kind of thing.
Hang on with the polar bears. This article is the latest article. It got published the 25th, I believe it is. 26th April. It's on the front page at amoland.com. It's well worth the read because it's fascinating. Dean is the only one I know of that has actually done this kind of a database, and it probably needs doing because I cannot tell how many hunters get eaten by bears. Nobody's ever looked at that. Attacked by bears, all this other stuff. Before Dean. So, interesting topic. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. Silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at Silverlungs.com. That's Silverlungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Last time on The Firing Line, and this is Lock and Load, and we're talking to Dean Weingarten, as we do, and we've been talking about bear attacks, and we just got into polar bears, which if all of the bears were in one room, which one is the apex predator? Is it the polar bear?
The polar bears are the biggest one, so they probably would be the apex predator, but I think that the grizzly bears are probably more dangerous because they're more likely to attack a person out of dense cover at very close range and very rapidly. The black bears, they seem to come more slowly and try to figure things out as to whether this new prey that they think they might make a meal of is dangerous or not, and that gives a fair amount of time to defend yourself. And the polar bears, they seem to be kind of in between. They're not really territorial, so they usually won't just attack a person for just being there.
Right.
But on the other hand, they don't know much about people because people are so rare where polar bears are that the polar bears often wonder, you know, it's an awful strange kind of seal, but it might be worth eating. So they often approach a little more cautiously than a grizzly attack, but they're so big and so powerful that they're very dangerous just because of that. But I see where polar bears are shot and run off fairly quickly. I would say a little bit more often than grizzlies, which oftentimes will keep on fighting more. And it's kind of a close call because we just don't have a huge amount of data. I think we've got only about a dozen attacks by polar bears. I'd have to look them up. I think we got, maybe 50, maybe less by black bears. And then the rest, which would be the majority, would be by grizzly bears. So the grizzly bears seem to be far more aggressive than either polar bears or black bears. And another thing is where the bears are hunted extensively, they are much more wary of humans. Now, black bears have almost always been hunted, and where they're hunted, you usually don't get a lot of bear aggression. I mean, because they're wary of humans and they stay away. In places where they're not allowed to be hunted, you get a lot more aggressive black bears, in my opinion. And we see this with grizzly bears, too. Up until 73, or in the 70s, or a little earlier, grizzly bears were pretty wary of people out in the West. And that was because they were hunted down remorselessly in the West. And by around 1900 or so in the West, it was remarked that if a grizzly caught a whiff of a human, it took off. Because those that didn't got killed. And we had the same thing happen with the European brown bear, which is essentially a grizzly bear in the mountains of Europe. It's essentially the same animal. And because bears are not good neighbors, because they don't have human emotions, or, well, maybe they have human emotions, but they don't have human morals. So beehives, they have no idea of property status. They'll destroy the beehives. They'll kill your sheep. They'll kill your poultry. They'll occasionally take a child or just, you know, maul a human who they think looked at them or smelled wrong. And so because they're bad neighbors, they get killed off and driven away from human habitation. So in Europe, bears were completely wiped out in England by at least the middle Europe, medieval period, certainly by 1630 or so, which is getting into late early Renaissance, or late Renaissance, middle Renaissance, I guess, depending on how you work the numbers. But in regular Western Europe, with France and Spain, the bears just got pushed out into more and more remote areas until by 2000, and just a couple hundred European brown bears, which are grizzly bears essentially, in the remote mountains of the Alps. And then in Eastern Europe, there were maybe a couple thousand in the big forested areas of Eastern Europe, and they're refuges. And they had been hunted a lot. Well, when the bears were hunted, they were very, very wary of people. But we've protected the grizzly bear from about 73 up until now, so that's, what, about 50 years. And all the bears that have grown up in that period, in the lower 48, they don't fear people very much. And so we're getting a lot more bear-human conflict in the lower 48 than anywhere else. About as the couple thousand bears in the lower 48 states account for about as many people being killed by bears as do the 50,000, 30 to 50,000 grizzly bears in Alaska. So we got 25, roughly, 15 to 25 times as many bears in Alaska, and they kill about the same number of people as the 2,000 bears in the lower 48. But in Alaska, they're hunted. They're hunted with some regularity. So it appears to me that hunting of grizzly bears even makes the grizzly bears more respectable of people and less likely to injure or kill people. Because the ones that are bolder and are willing to injure or kill a person get killed off.
Well, one of those things, you know, it's one of those things where I sit back and I was watching a video the other day of the bears that have actually gone extinct in various places, and I did not realize I did not realize that bears had existed in Africa at one point, because, you know, there's nowadays we have some animals that only exist in Africa, and we have some animals that only exist other places. And I think that only in some of the mountains of Africa, where it's a little cooler, will you find a bear or two. And they're actually about the size of a grizzly bear. But, you know, overall, the bear is, I don't know how you predict what a bear is going to do. And going into their territory and not knowing how to predict what they're going to do, that's the thing I just don't understand. I see all these people.
Well, you're correct, and bears are not very predictable. I recall some famous guy saying, you can't tell what a bear is going to do because the bear doesn't know what it's going to do.
Right.
And so they are unpredictable. But if you look at where they were hunted hard, like in the Western United States by stockmen, you know, the farmers would hire people to go after bears because they're losing cattle to bears. And they got hunted very hard, and they learned pretty quickly, stay away from humans. And the ones that learned that managed to survive, at least for a while. And the ones that were bold and went after humans got killed off. That's the way it has worked. Now, interesting to me, I found out that the grizzly bear is a fairly recent addition to the lower 48. It
it apparently was an Asiatic brown bear
right.
that came across.
Right.
And then about, they're saying 13,000 years ago, it managed to get down below the glaciers into the lower 48, which is people were already here by then. And so the grizzly is kind of a latecomer. There was a what they call a short-faced bear, which is a huge bear with long legs, but it got wiped out. Personally, I think it was the human hunters that right. wiped it out.
Before we run out of time, have you ever seen the story about that bear in Japan that just ravaged an entire village?
Yeah, I have. I read about that. Yeah. It's
we incredible. Ought to talk about that one day because, I mean, that is a good illustrator of how unpredictable a bear is. Before I run out of time, as always, I appreciate you taking the time from your day to join me today.
It is always a pleasure.
Dean's on the road, but that has never stopped us. Dean has been in various locations, various hemispheres, and he has never failed to show up to collaborate. I greatly appreciate the effort. Check his stuff out at
Amelan. So do I.
Yes, sir. Check his stuff out at Amelan.com. I will be back Monday. And between now and then, you should do your very level best to remember this. It has never been about gun control. Never. Never, ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. Complete, micromanaged, looking at every detail of your life control. Remember that. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.